think I'm out of it, because I will mention the circumcision, but it's not the major focus. And I was just thinking, as we were singing that that carol, what a brilliant carol that is, and how it, in its kind of a full way, summarises so much of what happened at that first Christmas. Father, thank you for your word. And we pray that that might be like a sword in our souls, to turn us to you, to turn us away from evil, to refresh and renew us, and give us hope. For Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. So, yep, next one. So, through the verses from Luke's Gospel, which you so beautifully read for us, thank you, we're let in on some of the intimate moments in the drama of Jesus being born. We get to hear what some shepherds witnessed and how that affected them. We learn something of what Jesus' mother was feeling in the hours and days after giving birth. And we're told an unusual aspect of Jesus' experience of Jewish circumcision and naming. And from our exposure to this intimate detail, we are challenged to make good our response to the Christ child at the heart of the drama. So here are the various responses found in Luke's text. Thank you. First of all, the shepherds. Men low on the social scale, night workers, protecting other people's flocks of sheep. These shepherds have just found themselves chosen as special guests to an angelic concert. What has been sung to them has evidently touched their spirits, and they excitedly decide to abandon their job and go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. Verse 15. The Greek verb says literally, they kept saying to one another. It is an adrenaline-filled, agreed-upon decision to make this night different from all the other ones they knew. The Lord has sent the angels. The angels have told them what to look for. They must go and see. Mary and Joseph and baby they find. Many others, thank you, they tell. Not just about the fact of a birth in a lowly place in Bethlehem, as angels had told them, amazing enough, but what they had been told about that baby. Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. Verse 11. Saviour, Messiah, Lord. Everything that all good Jews hoped and longed for. The gift promised throughout their history until then. In their demoralized existence as a crushed minority in a Rome-dominated world. Heady news. Thank you. And then there were all who heard it. All who heard it. Probably not so heady for them, the listeners to the shepherds. Of course, they hadn't experienced the angelic concert. They hadn't personally been persuaded to bid welcome to a newborn baby of divine significance. And why were these shepherds in town rather than protecting sheep out on the hillside? Luke's word for amazed, all who heard it were amazed, his word for amazed can carry both positive and negative connotations. And he'll use it again in chapter 4 of his gospel, where he's dealing with the results of Jesus' rather daring message in the synagogue in Capernaum. Perhaps for some of all who heard it, the amazement was, "Oh, wow!" Perhaps for others it was, "Oh, yeah!" Mary, thank you. Interestingly, and typical of Luke, Mary is named first in the central trio. Mary and Joseph and the baby, verse 16. The girl pledged to be married, the mother of the child, is the focus of this telling of nativity. Mary, who had already heard the words of the angel Gabriel concerning the baby she was to bear, now hears the report of the shepherds. Is it all making sense to her? Is it all sinking in? Verse 19. Thank you. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. It seems that Mary is still somewhat puzzled. What can it mean that her little Jewish boy is more than her little Jewish boy? That he is somehow a savior, even Messiah, even Lord? A promise of joy for all people? Some years later, when Mary and Joseph will find their missing 12-year-old son in the Jerusalem temple and hear what he is up to and why he skipped their journey home, Luke uses the same enigmatic words. But his mother, Mary, treasured all these things in her heart. Here is honesty in the reporting. For the mother, perhaps for the whole of her son's life, from birth to burial, there is a mixture of faith and fear, of certainty and doubt, of overwhelming joy and the pain of a sword piercing her soul. Thank you. Responses then on that first holy night. It's difficult for us who know the end of the story, who have read to the conclusion of Luke in his gospel and his Acts, difficult to undo that overlay of privileged information. But I think, to be honest, that we find ambivalent alternative understandings here of what the birth of Jesus means. Thank you. With the crowd, the all who heard it, probably ambivalent, given what being amazed can be, can mean. Oh wow, oh yeah. With Mary, definitely so. With her pondering things in her heart. And even, possibly, with the shepherds. Thank you. Luke says that they returned, presumably to their posts of watching over the sheep, they returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told, verse 20. This is wonderful, of course, but they don't actually worship the child. They are good Jewish men who have just been informed that a Saviour, a Messiah, the Lord, is to be found in Bethlehem. And they remain good Jewish men as they glorify and praise God out on the hillside. But in the manger? Thank you. What a contrast with the Magi, good Gentile men, interpreters of the night sky, who, when they see the same child, bowed down and worshipped him, as reported by Matthew. It will be the outsiders missing from the tableau presented by Luke, who seem to be the most attuned to who the child in front of them definitely is. Their worshipping of him, their gifts of gold and incense and myrrh say as much. Luke's tableau merges into the next rite of passage for a newborn Jewish male. Thank you. Circumcision on the eighth day and naming. Again, all normal, except for the hint that this boy is different. He was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. Verse 21. Thank you. So have we gotten the hints, the departures from the norm, the heavenly interventions, the promise of Saviour, Messiah, Lord? How are we doing with all this record, this witness in front of us? Ambivalent still? A bit like Mary, the shepherds, all who heard? Or convinced with the Magi, bowing to worship the babe who is God? And I give you a moment to make good your response in your heart. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.